Next up, we have Lightning Bolt.
What is your name?
My name is Ruth.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a doctor at Mass General Hospital. I'm an anesthesiologist.
What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
I heard some very interesting things about Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express and decided to give it a shot.
How did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
I was altogether unsatisfied with the service rendered me. I ordered a standard dinner. It took them an hour to get it to me. Very unprofessional, if you ask me.
What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I ordered seafood, and no, I did not enjoy it. It was cold by the time I got it, and the taste was abominable.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
These questions are so stupid and repetitive. No, I would not recommend it to a friend. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a job I need to do.
What is your name?
Hi, I'm Christina.
What do you do for a living?
I don't really do anything. I go to school and home. That's it.
What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
They have stuff for kids. Magic tricks and stuff like that. It's really fun. I heard about it from my best friend.
How did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
It was fun. They let me meet the wizard, and I got to color. I want to do it again.
What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I ordered a hot dog. It was really yummy.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Yeah, I told all my friends about it. Everyone wants to come here because it's so much fun.
What is your name?
Hi, my name's Carol.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a computer programmer.
What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
I was surfing online, you know, during my break, and I figured I would give it a shot. It had some good recommendations, and I wanted to try it out.
How did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express is, by far, one of the best restaurants I've ever visited. I would definitely come back again in future.
What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I ordered pizza, actually, and it was their special. So you know what happened? In 3 seconds, it appeared on my table. You know, that's one thing I want to know is how did they do that? It's amazing. That's probably why it's called the Magical Hot Dog Express.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Yes, I would. I would recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to anybody and everybody I meet in future.
What is your name?
Hi, my name's Anne. I'm a huge True Blood fan.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm an actress. I've been an actress ever since I graduated from high school. Well, college, actually. A year ago.
What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
All my friends go there, so I want to try it out. Besides, I heard a rumor that they're going to start selling True Blood next year.
How did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
My experience was great. Got my pizza in like 3 seconds, if you know what I mean.
What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I just told you that. I ordered the special. I got some pizza with some veggies and
would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Oh, yeah, of course I would. I mean, you might have True Blood fans, if they knew this place was gonna sell True Blood, they'd be buying hot dogs and True Blood all over the place. It would be so much easier than buying it on TrueBeverage.com, I'm telling you.
Hi, Dylan. Banter with me.
No. I'm not bantering with you because you're being mean. You're trying to make me look bad in front of Lightning Ball.
I said I liked your shoes.
I'm not wearing any shoes, so you're saying my feet look like shoes, and that's hurtful. Lightning Bolt.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You go first. I'm shy.
I thought you had really interesting music choice. This is just totally off random. I thought, like, the interviewer was going to, like, come out and kill everyone at the end or something because it was such, like, a disjointing music. But anyway, I love your first two characterizations of the voices. However, I thought Caroline, the third character, had a really weird talking pattern.
It was like a female Captain Kirk.
Yeah, it was really odd. Like, it didn't sound like a person would actually talk. I know some people do a stilted speech pattern, and I appreciate that you're aware that people talk differently, but I felt like that one sounded really fake, and it didn't really work with it. I thought your fourth one, I actually thought it was all right. There was one that I thought sounded like you weren't trying to speak really loud, like you were afraid to, like, talk too loud or something. I think it might have been Carolyn again, but,
Maybe she didn't want to wake up her boyfriend.
Were you sleeping that night, Dylan? Psh.
Whatever. Don't rub it in, Snowfender. Don't insinuate that I'm her boyfriend when we both know she's with somebody else.
With shoes.
With lightning. With songbirds. Never mind. Okay. Somebody's been up for 24 hours and does not make any sense. I like the first voice a lot. It sounded so much different than you. It sounded so much older. And, like, a lot of times when people do older, it sounds fake, but you're sounding legit older. I'm glad you didn't do your European accent this time, because I think you've done it every other time, and I was waiting for you to do it this time so I could be like, okay, don't do that anymore. But you didn't do it, so now I can't. What I liked about your second voice was, like, kids are like that when they're on TV, and, like, most people, when they play kids like that, they're, like, all crazy and bouncy, but, like, kids are kind of awkward like that when they're on TV, and I thought you did a good job portraying that. I liked the third person ordered pizza. That was a curveball at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog stand, whatever.
Not just for hot dogs.
No, pizza too. I didn't like the female Captain Kirk voice. I liked that the fourth one was a Southern True Blood fan. For some reason, that was really funny to me. Your Southern accent was pretty good, I thought. It was like Texan. Mm-hmm. I'm a little offended you didn't send the email to me directly for your submission, and I'm offended that you didn't want to wake up your boyfriend. And that boyfriend was not, in fact, me. Whatever.
It's funny, because none of you guys are sending these to Dylan, because, like, I only gave my email.
That's fine,
I just think it's funny.
Because I already have enough stuff in my inbox anyway, because I'm popular, unlike Snowfender, who has to get people to send her stuff and not be popular like me.
I just want friends. They make me feel wanted.
Well, Lightning Bolt is my friend, not yours.
She's my friend.
Since
she added me
she got
on
the
Skype.
Boyfriend, we, her and I decided just to be friends, but we're very close.
She and I are friends first on Skype.
She and I are friends on Skype too.
No.
Yes. I'll tell you her Skype name. I won't do it on here, because I don't want other creepy men besides me to talk to her. I want to be the only creepy dude that has access to Lightning Bolt.
I think we should probably stop this.
Good job overall, though.
Good job.
Next up, we have Read to Me.
This is Read to Me reporting live to you from a new restaurant that's opened up, Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express. Now, we're not really sure where the name came from. We think that maybe it might be a play to some powerful people within the organization. But we have a few customers that we've noticed have come through here, and we thought we'd ask them what was going on. Excuse me, sir.
What do you want?
I just want to interview you.
What are you, from the government or something?
No, sir. Just please. What is your name?
My name? Why do you want to know that?
We're doing an interview, if you don't mind.
All right. Walter Rubenstein.
Okay, Walter. Walter, what do you do for a living?
I test roller coasters. What do you think I do for a living? You don't see me walking here around with this cane and my hunch in the back, the warts on my face. I'm like 85 years old. What do you think I do for a living? I get money from the government. That's what I do for a living.
Okay. What did you do for a living? How about we try that one?
I was a salesman.
How do you...
You need a good TV or something?
No, whoa. Okay, sorry, let me ask you a question.
Yes, good.
What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Is that what this place is? You know, I thought this place was a massage parlor. You know, I may be 87 years old.
I thought you said you were 85.
Okay, whatever, 85. Who cares? I'm old. What does it matter? But you know, a man still has his needs.
Okay. Inappropriate. How do you feel about your experiences here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express, which we've established is not a brothel?
You know, when I was a kid, You could go to Coney Island, get 2 hot dogs and a Coke, ride the rides, and it was all a nickel. These days, the stupids that make you pay so much money.
Well, did you order any food? What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I had a fiber burger. I don't know what that is, but maybe it'll make my bowels move or something.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good, I think. I can't remember 5 minutes ago. What do you want from me?
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
What? What's this Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express thing?
The restaurant you just came in?
I was in a restaurant.
Okay, moving on.
Wait, have you seen Marlene?
I'm sorry, I don't know any Marlenes.
Marlene, where'd you go?
Sir, yes. Come on over here. Yes, hi, sir.
Hey, me?
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Bernie. Righteous, right? So, like, it's like Patrick Swayze in that Put Break movie? Oh, excellent movie, man.
I'm sorry, I don't think I ever saw that movie. I saw Dirty Dancing.
What?
Never mind. Okay, so I'd like to interview you.
Whoa! Are we, like, on TV or something? Where's the camera, dude? I don't see it anywhere.
No, it's not for TV. Anyway, what do you do for a living?
That is the most excellent question, man. Okay, I sell surfboards. Yeah, we have the sharpest boards on the coast, dude.
There's a demand for surfboards here in New York?
Whoa, no way, dude. I sell them in California.
Oh, okay. So, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Oh, dude. It was so weird. There I was, on the waves, when suddenly this humongous killer wave washes over me, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. And I saw God, man, and he was like, seek out the magic hot dog. And I was like, whoa, it's a great surfer in the sky. And then I woke up, and I got on a plane and came here, man.
I'm betting you've been hitting the drugs a little hard lately.
Dude, it's legal in California.
Okay, I seriously need to look for another job. All right, how did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Well, I'm not so sure why the big kahuna sent me here. It's like the most expensive hot dog I ever ate, you know? But the curly fries are bitchin'. Reminds me of the surf, man, with that curl, you know? I once rode this totally tubular wave. It looked just like one of those curly fries.
You think God sent you here to eat the curly fries? Is that what you ordered? Did you enjoy it?
Nah, dude. I didn't have enough money for that, you know? After my hot dog, which cost me like $350.
What? $350 for a hot dog? Really?
Dude, I flew here from California, you know? You gotta factor in the plane tickets.
Yeah, that's a good point. Would you recommend this to one of your friends?
No way, dude. It costs too much money to come out here. So anyway, I figured while I'm here, I might as well go check out the killer waves in Atlantic City. So I'll see you, man. Surf's up.
Okay. Have a good time with that.
Right. Dude, do you got like a bus fare I could borrow? I don't have any more money.
No, I'm all out of change, man. Sorry. Oh, hey, Mickey?
Ha-ha! Yep, that's me. Guess I didn't hide too well, did I? Must be these ears.
Mickey, what are you doing here? What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Well, officially, I'm here to check out the happiest competition on Earth. But the truth is, it's a magic hot dog place, and I'm a magic mouse. So why not?
Oh, Disney's making you scope out the competition?
You didn't hear it from me.
All right. Well, I'd ask you what you do for a living, but everybody knows what you do. So how about I just skip down to how do you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Well, I'm looking for that magic. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So I take it you ate something here?
Oh, sure. See, down in Florida, I don't get to eat hot dogs because Pluto gets upset. But I got to eat one here.
Oh, really? Which kind of hot dog did you get?
Ha-ha! I got the mini hot dog. Get it? Minnie Mouse? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, Mickey, you cracked me up. Okay, would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend? I mean, it is magic, right?
Oh, no. Walt would kill me if I did that. He'd come right back from the grave and strangle me, I think. Plus, Pluto would be really upset. I think Goofy might be, too. Wait a minute. You're not going to air this, are you? You gotta scratch my name out. Hide my voice somehow. I don't know how.
Mickey, you're a celebrity. How am I supposed to hide your voice?
Just tell him I'm some crackhead with a balloon of helium or something. I don't know. Anyway, gotta go. Heard you submitted something for the Disney competition. Can't wait to hear it. Oh, oh, oh boy, oh boy. So, see you, bye.
Wow, okay. That was, not Mickey Mouse for all you Disney people listening in. I think I need one more person for tape. You know, everybody's been a male. Let's find a woman. Oh, there's a tall woman over there. Ma'am, can I interview you, please? Come on over here. Hi, ma'am. What is your name?
Marlene.
Yeah. Seriously?
Seriously.
Good God. Focus. Sorry, Marlene, right? Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a call girl.
Okay. Sorry. A call girl. And do you have, do you have a successful business, Marlene?
Why do you ask?
Oh, God. No reason. I gotta keep my job. I'm gonna ask you some questions, Marlene, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Fire away.
Okay. What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Seriously? I thought there was good work here.
Good work here?
It's not what I thought it was. I was supposed to meet a client here.
Okay, I know I shouldn't ask you this, but, a client... You get clients with that voice? How do you get clients with that voice?
I'm going through a sex change operation, you dip. They just gave me the wrong hormones.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Marlene, did you actually eat any of the food here, or you just came to meet somebody?
No, I ate some of the food here.
Ah, okay. What did you eat? I'm supposed to ask that.
Foot long. Meaty.
Oh, God, whatever I did to my editor, I'm just going to have to apologize when I get back. This is insane! Okay, I've just got one more question I'm going to ask. All right, would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Honey, how about we get through the operation first, and then you can talk to me about your magic hot dog.
Yeah, no, I think... I think we're done. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Marlene! Marlene!
Oh, look. There's my ride. If you know what I mean.
This is Read to Me signing out before this gets any weirder. Peace out, everybody.
I keep wanting to call it Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Explosion, which A is not correct and B is entirely inappropriate sounding. She thought I'd share that.
Yeah, let's not go there.
I'm starting to get a little self-conscious about my Hot Dog Express. It's weird to hear everybody talking about my Hot Dog Express. It's making me a little uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
Your first voice, B-Read, sounded so different from the interviewer, I wouldn't have known it was the same person. I thought you did a great job on that first voice. What did you think of his first voice?
Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I thought it was really funny, and, yeah, I thought that you characterized it really, really well.
Yeah, and all of them were very well characterized. That second guy, like, I really liked the character. He seemed really, really well-rounded and fully characterized. Like, I started thinking about him bumming around on the beach and stuff. I really liked the second guy a lot.
Yeah, I thought he was super stereotypical, but I think you worked with it was, like, stereotypical and, like, but in a way that, you know how people sometimes fall back on, like, the surfer dude voice and they just don't really seem believable. They just seem like they're doing a surfer voice. I thought he did a stereotypical one that seemed real, so I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, like, most people do the cardboard stereotypical, like, one-dimensional, but, like, you actually characterized him. I thought you did a good job with that. Mm-hmm. I like that you had a Point Break reference. I think the surfer guy should be the official spokesperson for Dylan's Hot Dog Explosion Express. Is weed really legal in California?
I don't really know. I think it's like medically legal or something.
Really? I've just developed cataracts. All right. I'm so tired of Mickey Mouse impressions. Like, I bitch at Drux all the time about Mickey. And you kind of came out of the voice a little bit. I noticed it once when you... One time when you said hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you have a terrible Mickey voice, but it definitely needs work. There were a lot of times you slipped out of it, and it doesn't... the laugh itself doesn't seem very believable. I feel like if you wanted to do that voice, you shouldn't... maybe you shouldn't have gone for Mickey, but...
His laugh is more like he's strangling small children. Like, it's like a maniacal laugh. I didn't get that. Did you know, Snowfender, that in about 10 years, Mickey Mouse is going to become public domain? Can you imagine the havoc that's going to be wreaked when that happens? Anybody can use him for free? Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Just thought I'd throw that out there. yeah, you kind of came out of the voice a little bit. When I first heard it, I was like, oh... This is really good. And then I was like, oh, actually, not so much.
Yeah. But
the scene itself was very well written. Like, this isn't a writing competition, but I really liked the writing. It jumped the shark a little bit on the call girl as far as the writing and the voice work went.
I was kind of worried that you were going to do, like, a woman voice at first. But I was pleasantly surprised with the deeper one. yeah. I just thought I would throw that out there. I didn't think it was a bad voice, either.
It was okay. It's a voice I've heard a lot of people do, and I've heard a lot of people do it as the old woman. Like Sonic Mega has done that before in acting, and other people have done it before. So it's not one that I think is that unique.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I enjoyed it.
Snowfender liked it, so.
I did.
Whatever. I like the first two a lot. I like the first half of the scene a lot better than the second half. But the second half wasn't bad.
Right. I agree. I don't like the Mickey voice, though. I didn't think it was
I don't like there, the Snowfender voice that I'm hearing in my headphones right now. So I'd like to stop.
I like your shoes.
There's my feet, you wretched bitch.